brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Even the Washington Post is coming out and saying Obama runs roughshod over religious freedom. Got the big report coming up after the break, dealing with the open assault on the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Let's go back to your calls. Michael in South Carolina, you're on the air. Welcome. Michelle.
It's Michelle.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello?
Yep.
Oh, hi. First of all, I love your show. I subscribe to Prison Planet TV. I just had a comment question, basically. My husband calls me a conspiracy theorist. And so I was really surprised last night to find him watching that new show, Doomsday Preppers, on National Geographic, where they have people preparing for, I think it was solar flares, economic crash, cut off.
And then making fun of them. Meanwhile, the government has spent trillions in the aggregate on it itself. Yeah, you're bad if you want to be self-sufficient, but government is self-sufficient.
Exactly. And at the end, they were rating it saying, well, the possibility of this happening is 0.2%, and you know, it was just I found it amazing. But also I just wanted to throw out another just real quick comment to all the parents out there who are thinking of vaccinating their kids. Just really look into it. You know, my son was diagnosed with autism.
Aww.
And so, but I'm working with Adrienne Gold. I just started working with her through Youngevity. And we're trying to get my son on some supplements.
Well, they say that's good. They say a lot of it's diet from some of the research that's been done. But God bless you. You know, I'm really sorry to hear that your husband makes fun of you, Michelle. There's a tiny screen with names on it. I guess my eyes aren't as good as they used to be because I'm always reading Michelle as Michael. I'm sorry to hear that things like that are happening. I mean, does he think questioning a known lying government is a conspiracy theory? Because that's pretty much the new definition. Questioning known liars is conspiracy theory.
Yeah. I mean, we had an argument last week over the validity of chemtrails, because we both work. We're civilian, but we both work out at Shaw Air Force Base. And you go out there, and there's these crisscross patterns all over the sky, and he's saying, oh, no, that's just condensation.
Well, I mean, to be specific, there's some folks that think every trail is a geoengineering trail, but the geoengineering is going on. There are the patents to add the chemicals to jet fuel, so even the pilots don't know. And I know that, I mean, growing up, trails never sat in the sky more than just, you know, a minute or two. Now they're there for hours. I mean, I want to know what changed. I mean, there's photos and video we've gotten where there's like 100 trails in the sky in perfect crisscrosses, and NASA admits that jet trails have made the Earth 20 to 30%, depending on which area, darker in the last decade. I mean, you know, they've got Matrix movies about, you know, chemtrailing the sky. I mean, I just read where Bill Gates says geoengineer, terraform the planet, and then I've got the White House, show your husband the White House science czar 3 years ago admitting that they're manipulating the weather with barium salts, aluminum dioxide, just what the chemtrail experts said 16, 17 years ago was what they tested and said this was. You understand? We called, and I had environmental experts on, pilots, people that went up and got samples. They said aluminum dioxide, barium salts, and other things. And guess exactly what government says they've been testing and are now about to go fully operational with, but details remain classified. The exact same chemicals. I mean, how did we call it exactly right? See how, like the UN admits global government's here, global tax, but I bet your husband thinks that's funny because they already said it didn't exist. You see what I'm saying?
He does. Like, he does. We have a bet. We have a bet right now about whether gas prices are going to go up or down.
And yeah, but does he know about the global government? I mean, he can show Mankind Moon calling for global taxes just last week.
I've tried.
So that doesn't exist either. Well, yeah. See, they precondition and say something doesn't exist when it's secret. Then even when it's public, they won't admit it's happening because then they look silly. It's just amazing. We'll be right back. Thank you so much.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now.
Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number one reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones Special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's Week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7777.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I want to continue with your calls. So much out-of-control breaking news is coming out. I've somehow got to get to, I don't know, the 200 articles or so that are in front of me. I never will, but I'll get to some of it. The top stories at InfoWars.com. Bill clears path for 30,000 surveillance drones over U.S. It's your tax money, after all. They're going to squeeze it out of everybody, and they mean to run you out of business. It's part of the hostile takeover by the globalist. Reports out, British Special Forces enter Syria to aid rebels. That's been going on for weeks, but now it's being reported. Global campaign calls for abolishment of Constitution. Newsweek, Time Magazine, BBC, Associated Press, Financial Times, CNN, New York Times. It's just unbelievable treason. Feds label bulk buying of food a potential terrorist activity publicly. Just every activity is evil. Paul campaign forges ahead with strong Minnesota showing in second place, and national polls are showing him in second place. Democrats evicting TSA from airports could cause new 9/11. That's right. Let us take over or terrorists will get you. It's called terrorism to do that. That's just some of what we've got there. But I've been talking about this quite a bit throughout the first 2 hours, but I want to get to it now. I just want to read the article. And Kurt's adding at the end of the story just a bunch of examples of this. He's got some in the article, but I asked him, I said, add a bunch of examples. He said, but there's so many. I said, just add them. But here is the report right over here. Okay, let's go ahead and get into this report now. This is at Infowars.com. Globalist campaign calls for abolishment of Constitution. And I just want to be clear about this. You can go look it up for yourself. In fact, I think I'm going to have Kurt add that to the article. That's the specific thing we talked about 30 minutes this morning, and he wrote notes about what I wanted in the article, and then he ended up writing about a bunch of other stuff because it'd be a 20-page article if he put it all in there. But it is treason to work against your country for a foreign power. It is high treason to be sworn to the Constitution, working in the executive, legislative, or judicial, and to work against the country for a private interest, a corporation, or a government, or a criminal enterprise. That is the definition of high treason. Well, what's globalism? You know, why do you have high treason laws? Because there's always foreign powers and foreign corporations like the British East India Company, the Dutch East India Company, that did take over countries like India. The British and Dutch East India Companies actually took over India themselves and ran it for several hundred years. Globalism is nothing new. It's a form of colonialism through a corporate elite. And they've learned how to hide themselves, so even if you throw out the government, they're still there. So they've got CNN hosts, they've got Newsweek, Time Magazine, New York Times, all saying it's bad, it's old, other constitutions are better, the UN Constitution's great. Really, read the UN Declaration of Rights. And in Article 29 and 30, they say all these other rights that we say you have, you don't have if the UN says so, or was for the greater good of the UN. It's got that fine print that we'll do whatever we want, and then look at what the UN does all over the world. And they say, oh yeah, 51% vote to kill a certain group, we do it. In a republic, you can't do that. In a republic, the majority can't get together like in Nazi Germany and persecute a minority. And then they argue that, well, you know, we've never really implemented the Constitution fully. You know, the founders weren't perfect. It's an idea that you build towards. And they act like we're having problems because our Constitution isn't good. Just like they blame capitalism. Capitalism did this. It's time to get rid of it, Davos says, and create a new system run by government that the rich control against the middle class. But again, capitalism didn't do this. Crony capitalism, crony fascism, insiders with government, shutting down their competition, having government sign on to their derivatives fraud. That's what did this. It's good old-fashioned crime. And so when you see Fareed Zarkaya and however you pronounce that idiot's name, I've met him again at CNN, the Bilderberg guy that looks like a vampire or something, how do you pronounce his name? Fareed Zarkaya? I forget. I don't have it in front of me. The point is that I randomly have seen him four or five times bashing the Constitution without even hardly ever watching CNN. I mean, he must be like a parrot or a cuckoo clock that just pops out every day and says the same thing. This is a globalist who's openly pushing for all of this. Now, here's the New York Times article. And it says, we the people loses appeal with people around the world. Sure, it is the nation's founding document and sacred text, being sarcastic, as the oldest written national constitution still in force anywhere in the world, but its influence is waning. In 87, on the Constitution's bicentennial, Time magazine calculated that of the 170 countries that exist today, more than 160 had written charters modestly or directly or indirectly on the U.S. version. A quarter century later, the picture looks very different. And it goes on to badmouth it and put it down. And then you have Ruth Bader Ginsburg yesterday in the news. You know, headline, Ginsburg tells Egyptian TV, don't model yours after the Constitution. Remember? We're always hearing, oh, we're going to launch a war under the authority of the UN. We don't need the Constitution. Well, that's illegal. So they've committed all these crimes. They're violating the First Amendment in many respects, the Second Amendment. They're trying to hype police up to go after everything. They're trying to get the courts to do it. There's all these movies I'm seeing where they badmouth the Constitution and they save everybody from the nuke or from the terrorist by violating it, and they're the heroes, and the movie ends with like, oh, the Constitution's garbage. Movies like Law-Abiding Citizen. Movies like Source Code. And again, the movies, the TV, the nonfiction media, all bad-mouthing it. Why? Because it's good. Because it also points out they're criminals. It's like they're a bunch of vampires telling you how bad the sun is. Well, of course, a bunch of vampires. That's what they are, a bunch of parasites. A bunch of globalist crony mafias. It's just tyranny is just government by mafia, government by criminal. It's very simple. People will kill for $100. Well, will they do even more to get the total control system and to have all the private jets and government jets and trillions of dollars and nuclear weapons and power and surveillance systems and the power trips they get? And what says they can't do that? Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence. And so they ignore all that while attacking it because at any time you read the Constitution, it says what they're doing is high treason, punishable by being hung by the neck until dead. So, of course, a bunch of criminals. It'd be like bank robbers saying, we don't like anti-bank robbery laws. I mean, it's very simple. And there's a culture now. I see cases all the time where federal or state judge says, don't bring Constitution in court. They're going purely to administrative. We the People loses appeal with people around the world. And it's got weird stuff saying, at the article ends, seriously, you got to read this, saying the Soviet republics had a better system than we did. Go read it. I mean, you cannot make this up. And like Kurt Nemo this morning is going, this is a serious article. They're saying the Soviet Union was good? I don't understand. And I'm like, it's all meant to be in our face. Soviet good, America bad. And you're like, but it's not a satire article. No. 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 It's not. It's all about throwing it in our face. The Constitution says you got to follow the state law. How are they indicting parents for kids being late and saying it's truancy when the code says it isn't? Because they're crooks. They've got a force. They've got an armed force claiming it's legitimate. It's illegitimate under all common law, under common sense. The Union of Soviet Republics was much better than ours, he added, adding, we guaranteed freedom of speech of the press. Big deal. They guaranteed freedom of speech of the press, of street demonstrations and protests. And anyone who is caught trying to suppress criticism of the government will be called to account. And yuppies read this and go, oh, Soviet Union. I mean, we're in cuckoo land here. Well, yeah, we abort babies for convenience. The police wear black uniforms, never a good sign. There's cameras everywhere. The government says they'll secretly arrest us and have us disappear into a black hole. Of course they're going to have the New York Times talking about how great the Soviets are. And again, I'm the bad man because I want our Constitution. We're the extremist. The actual FBI training reports say those that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution call FBI immediately. That's a quote. Just type in FBI flyer, constitutional terrorist. You'll get news articles about it with a straight face. I've got the training videos. So, I mean, these are criminals, folks, and they're trying to get the local cops and the low-level FBI and military to go, okay, we're allowed to kill people now and arrest them for no reason. Okay, we're allowed to, there's no constitution, torture's good. And then the government does it, and they go, oh, this is the new way? And they're like, yeah, we all ridicule it. And they're just getting everybody to ridicule it, so people in government go, well, I guess it is bad. See how they do that? Kurt Nemo's article is so important. Get it out to everybody. Globalist campaign calls for abolishment of Constitution. And I'm going to finish up with this and have a guest on for about 10-15 minutes, and I will finish with all those that are holding. But Kurt has added at the bottom of the article a bunch of links to where they're attacking the Constitution and just absolutely demonizing the living daylights out of it. We'll be right back.
Warning. The unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
See, all these other constitutions worldwide say you've got all these rights unless the government says so, and you get your rights from government. And so government can change it anytime it wants. The Declaration of Independence, Constitution, and Bill of Rights all come out of the Magna Carta 1215. It also gets into the whole Parliament Wars, 1243 or so. Check my memory. Look up Oliver Cromwell when he won the war. Was it 43, 45, 1643, 1645, something like that? All of this comes out of people saying kings are not God. We have basic rights to private property. I mean, local lords would have sex with your daughter if they wanted to. You are an animal. And it was feudal law in Japan. It was feudal law in what's Mexico today under the Aztecs. It was feudal law everywhere in the world, except for some of the northern North American tribes. The Iroquois and others had similar stuff to British common law that had been developed. And actually, some of the Iroquois Confederacy rules, and Benjamin Franklin, I used to hear this. I went and looked it up. Actually, part of our Constitution does come out of some Native American law. So there were some cultures that had it where everybody actually voted and where there were rules and where you couldn't just have the tribe vote to kill somebody for no reason or whatever or take their property. And a lot of cultures develop common laws that are pretty darn fair. So the common law was fought for. Kings were beheaded repeatedly. But a few years after 1215, the king went back on what he said he was going to do. They got him and killed him. Cromwell, you know, the king tried to usurp power. You know what happened to him. These examples happened over and over again, and that's why the system hates it. And Kurt hits the nail on the head in his article of why the media, run by globalists. I mean, this is a big deal. When you see Time Magazine, Newsweek, the History Channel saying, is the Declaration of Independence illegal and bad-mouthing it? I mean, you're looking at outrageous sedition. As a citizen, I can say the government's been destructive of my rights. I'm going to abolish the government. But that's to reinstate the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence. And yes, the states can get together and change it when they want, we the people. But when you're working for the UN, foreign corporations, foreign powers, coming in and saying get rid of it, that is an act of espionage of the highest order. It is sedition. It is high treason. It is an attempted overthrow. But now these criminals just do it out in the open. But they know how big a deal it is. I remember I watched it live on C-SPAN 3 years ago. It's in Fall of the Republic, 2.5 years ago. Violated Article 1, Section 9, when Obama became the head of the UN Security Council. First time a sitting president or anybody in the cabinet ever done that. And Henry Kissinger was there, George Shultz. They were gasping. Some of them had tears coming out because they believe in global government. I mean, these are sickos. And the treason was so huge and so blasphemous, everyone was in awe that the president was violating his oath completely publicly, rubbing our faces in it, sitting over a foreign global corporate power with its own military. And saying he turns his office over to it. I mean, could President Obama or Reagan say, I'm going to now say that I'm under the Chinese government and I get my authority to bomb Libya because the Chinese government said I could? That's exactly, listen to me, this is big. That's exactly what he did when he said, I got my authority to attack Libya, but it's not an attack, to help Libya, from the UN. And Congress said, well, we're warmongers. We're all paid for by the same groups. We'd like to give you the authorization, but you got to get it from us. And Obama said, I don't get nothing from you. I get my declaration from the UN. And I'm sending this letter out that I did this for the UN for their credibility. They got credibility. They gave me the power, not you. And four current Supreme Court justices have shot their mouths off in the last year saying the same thing. And before that, always at least four. Since I've been in the newsroom 17 years, it comes across my desk every few months with a Supreme Court justice saying, get rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. We should rule according to the UN. I mean, they should be arrested immediately. The Congress should move to impeach them, to remove them in that civil trial, and then issue a congressional indictment, and they should be tried. By a federal grand jury should build them, and that's the end of it. I mean, that's what you do. Oh, you're in the Supreme Court, and you're saying you don't follow our law, you work for a foreign power? Handcuffs! But see, before it's like, we don't want to get rid of the Constitution, don't be a conspiracy theorist. Oh, no, we're not violating it. Now it's like, get rid of it! We're going to secretly arrest you and take your guns! It's trendy! It's trendy!
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Minicourse that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part Urban Survival Minicourse at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now, while you still have time and while it's still free. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. Or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad.
This article here out of the New York Times knocking the Constitution, saying basically nobody wants it worldwide, get rid of it. They say it's not cool, it's not hip anymore, it's not popular. They don't use the word trendy, though. It's fashionable to get rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And we have History Channel saying, you know, that the Declaration of Independence might be illegal, saying you have a right to revolt against the government. I mean, this is outrageous that your rights come from God. What about separation of church and state? That's not even in the government. The First Amendment says Congress shall make no law restricting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. The federal government has no jurisdiction in religion. Not that religion can't be involved in life. It means you can't have one state-sponsored church, Protestant, Catholic, Hindu, Shiite, Muslim, whatever it is. It's very, very simple. And now Barack Obama is saying you're going to put, this is actually in the Washington Post, day after pill, vending machines in Catholic churches. And they're going, but that violates our religion. Separation of church and state, the White House is quoted. Separation of church and state? Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Then it goes into, or the press, or the people to assemble and petition the government for a redress of grievance. People used to come into the parliament and throw down letters of demand and be heard by the parliament. Before you could charge somebody with a capital crime of treason, you had to go before the parliament. There were wars fought over this. Kings had their heads chopped off over and over again for violating this. People act like there was a war between Americans and the colonies and the Brits. The Americans were Englishmen. They were fighting a war that had already been fought in England over and over again. I'm sorry, I know I'm ranting. Makes me want to throw up. The article's up at Infowars.com. Globalist campaign calls for abolishment of Constitution. You know, we called this guy yesterday to try to get him on. Really nice fellow. And he's like, he's a lawyer. He goes, I want Alex, he told the producer, before I come on, because I've been on other shows and they attack me, I want him to read the law. Because there's no law that I even violated in the truancy. I'm the parent. Plus, it wasn't even enough days. You can't. And of course, I went and read the Virginia statute. He's right. And he's like, how are they, you know, bringing us into court, setting the court day, all this, you know, indicting us basically for this when it's not a law? Welcome to family court. Welcome to the kangaroo courts. Look how they were set up. They're only 100 or so years old. And I was telling him that during the break. He was like, really, really? And he's a lawyer. Because they don't teach this stuff in law school. You know, all the constitutional lawyers I've had on, Ron Paul, they know. And when you get to the core of eugenics, that's what all this comes out of. So it doesn't matter if there's not a law, because they're going to operate as if, oh, well, then this shows some type of bad parenting. Then there could try to be a ruling. I'm not saying they're going this direction, that you're endangering the child. It's the welfare, and they twist that welfare clause in the Constitution into that. But really, they're just family hygiene courts. That's what they were set up for, the health department, all of it, eugenics. Here's the headline. We're going to our guest. Judge sets trial date in school tardiness case. And he sent me the being late to class that they combine and call truancy. He sent me the Virginia Code, and I've read it, scanned over it, 22.1-254, Virginia State. And they are going ahead. They are charged under the state's compulsory education law, which says parents have to send their kids to school for the same number of days and hours per day as school in session. That's taken out of context. You got to read the full document. And he joins us now. Another statute clearly spells out how school systems must proceed in the case of chronic absences when there is no indication that the pupil's parent is aware of and supports the pupil's absence. Neither statute specifically addresses tardiness. That's right. But I've seen them, and we're going to our guest, in with the absent assistance, the student absence assistance program, ASAP. This was all over the news at the time, like 12 years ago. Austinites saw it listening on 90.1 or KLBJ on 590. If you go back, then parents were calling. It happened to my cameraman, Mike Hansen. His son had the flu, 13 years old. Mike's at work working for me. And the police are at his house. His son's 13 at home. His wife worked for the county. She can't come home. It was actually the county that sent him out, the same office. She worked in planning. They can't go home. He has to leave my office and go there, and there's constables there. And they're going, well, it doesn't matter if you even called. This is the third time he's been sick in this semester, and we're just here to, you know, give you this summons. And then we found out it was people that were late to class. They'd combine three, call them into a courtroom. And on the news, it was a portable building. Call them into a courtroom in a portable building. Judge Dean Meir on local CBS. And she'd say, sign this document or you're going to juvie right now. And the parents would shake and sign it. Well, they hadn't done anything. They were having them sign on to basically probation, a furtive adjudication that if any other problems, now she had them through fraud. Just like there's no law to take vaccines and they lie. Okay, enough of me ranting. I wanted to set the table with some of that and give him the floor to break this down. But judge sets trial date in a school tardiness case, Washington Post. And joining us is Mark Denicor, lawyer, full-blown trial. And I've got the tardiness list here. It's late to class. My goodness, my children are homeschooled, but twice a week they go to a homeschooling group, and they get late sometimes. And here it shows they were a couple minutes late here. This is just purely evil here. Thank you so much for joining us, sir. Just amazing what's happening here.
Thanks for having me on.
What do you think of that little rant you just heard?
Well, my issue is somewhat more narrow than that, but I agree with some of the things that you said.
Tell us about your case here, because now, you know, murderers and people, you know, they've got to wait to have their trial because you're having a trial over your daughter being late to class.
Well, I have three elementary school kids that go to elementary school in Loudoun County, Virginia, and this past Monday, we were summoned. My wife and I were summoned to appear in the juvenile and domestic relations court in Loudoun County to respond to misdemeanor charges, class three misdemeanor charges, because our kids, they say, were excessively tardy to school. So those kind of charges, the maximum fine is $500 per child per defendant. So we are facing a $3,000 maximum fine if we're convicted of this supposed crime.
And what they do here in Texas is they combine the tardies and then say that they're a truancy in the code. They had to stop doing it, at least when we were exposing it for a while, because it did come out it was illegal. And obviously this is a revenue generating system. I've got their letters to you. I've got the summons. I've got the code here for people watching on the internet, not just listening. But go over now why you're clearly saying that the law doesn't even apply here.
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, with regard to the tardies, I just wanted to touch on that. My wife and I are admittedly not perfect, and our children aren't perfect, and we are trying to do our best to comply with the school's desire.
To get them into the government training prison. I understand that. But, I mean, again, these are your children. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, and I understand that. But, I do appreciate the fact that the school has a train it's trying to send out of the train station, so it wants everybody in the train station so they can commence
brainwashing.
Brainwashing. So we're trying to our best to comply, but we are admittedly imperfect, and we've had some difficulties. But as you see from the information I sent you, in the majority of these cases, or in a third of the cases, the amount of tardiness is less than 1 minute, and in all of the cases with exception of two, the tardiness is less than 5 minutes. So it's a very de minimis problem. But I just wanted to touch on that because there are a lot of people that have given me a lot of advice lately about why can't you just get up 10 minutes early, most people that have children recognize that
some mornings they refuse to put the shoes on. Some mornings the car doesn't start. Some mornings there's an 18-wheeler turned over on the road.
Yeah, and all of those things impact us. And what we're trying to do is in our families teach personal responsibility.
But the state has never done this to parents. Sir, there's cases where if children don't do their homework, parents are being criminally charged. They're calling it tardiness, not finishing the work. The schools are trying to take over the parents. I've seen court cases where schools say that they're the guardians. I mean, this is out of control.
No, I tend to agree with you on that point because we do feel like the school has an attitude that when we drop off our kids at school, that when they step over that threshold, that they're no longer our kids, and we don't share that view. We think they're our kids for the entire day, no matter where they are, and that we're ultimately the parents and ultimately responsible for them. But
well, you can pull your children out of the school if you want. So the point is, they're not truant when you've got them out, but as you point out in the news, and even the Washington Post has to admit, the code is saying tardiness is not truancy.
Well, that's right. The Virginia code is pretty clear. What they're trying to do in the Virginia code is address truancy and absences, and absences without the parent's knowledge. And there's a process when a child is absent from school, not tardy, but not reporting to school at all. If they're absent from school a number of days, then certain things start to happen, and then the school can start to get involved, and eventually they can get the courts involved. And I can see, you know, an extreme case where that might be, you know, where the courts may need to get involved. But certainly in our situation, that's not the case. You can't find anywhere in the Virginia statutes where they talk about tardy or late. And what the school system is doing here is they're trying to, you know, cobble together something to intimidate parents or bully parents into complying with their tardiness policy.
Well, I mean, let's just stop right there. It's a policy that they wanted to take shots, not the law, but they lied to you and tell you it is. Then they'll kick your child out and for not having shots, and then charge you with the truancy. They do that fraud, too. They're involved in fraud. The court is involved in fraud. This is judicial tyranny. And here you are, like every other good American, apologizing about yourself all day. How about we don't trust the government like George Washington said? How about we start getting disgusted with them? How about some of them go to jail for falsely charging you? There's all sorts of criminal things involved here. I know they're the watchers. Who watches the watchers? But, you know, the last people we need telling us how to run our lives is the government.
Well, I just don't want people to think that I'm thumbing my nose at the teachers that want to have a productive and a class and one that's not disruptive.
And push Prozac and Ritalin on the kids. No, I understand. Hey, have you heard how they arrest five-year-olds for running in the playground? Does the playground at your little public prison, indoctrination center, do they let your children jog at the playground?
Yes, I believe they do.
Oh, so you're allowed to walk in the yard. Okay. So it's not a supermax. It's okay. Yeah. I'm saying they are prisons. They mean them to be prisons. And your little daughter, I bet she's glad that you guys are going to court now. I mean, I guess now if she didn't get her shoes on quick enough or, you know, pipes burst or whatever, or whatever's keeping you from, you know, being late to the government training camp or re-education center, that you should tell her, Mommy and Daddy, you're going to prison if you don't hurry.
Well, it is creating a lot of stress in the family. It's creating stress for the kids, and it's creating stress for my wife.
Well, they're just being taught how to go to jail. I mean, we have the biggest prison population in the world. They're being prepped for that. That's what the TSA is all about, prepping us to have our rights violated. But sir, specifically, what are you going to do? You've been the court. Tell us where you are in the case. I mean, it's going forward now, even though it's not in the law.
That's right. Well, we had our arraignment on Monday. My wife and I were arraigned and charged. And now they've set a trial date for March 14th, so we have to...
And you're charged with truancy.
Well, we're charged with a Class 3 misdemeanor. I don't know if I have the paperwork. Here it is.
Well, you know, don't plea bargain and get the jury up there and show them that the law doesn't say that. Now, the judge may try to stop you from actually reading the law. You know, they do that a lot. They're like, whoa, we don't, laws aren't here. It's about my black robes and robbing people.
Well, I don't know. I hope we get a fair shake in this court. But we were charged against the peace and dignity of the Commonwealth of Virginia.
The peace and yeah. So you're involved in a disorderly insurrection. They're just saying you're a disreputable scum. And of course, that's the wider thing they would use. Yes.
So we plan on moving to dismiss on the grounds that there is no law against dropping off your kids late to school. And I hope we prevail on that point.
What about the prosecutor? I mean, have you talked to this dimwit and explained that, hey, why are you doing this?
They haven't assigned a prosecutor yet, but I'm hopeful that when they do assign one that I can talk to them and hopefully talk some sense into them.
But just so you know, I don't know about Virginia, but I look at most states. They're doing this everywhere, sir. They're taking people's children who are late three times to class in Texas, and there is no law.
Well, we're not the only case in Loudoun County either. There are there's a whole group of us that are kind of in process, and we're kind of the number two case. The number one case is a woman who is a single mother with three children, who was treated much more harshly. She was officer came to her door and arrested her, put her in handcuffs, and put her in a cop car, and took her down to the adult detention center and put a $3,000.
Oh, and the CPS got to grab the kids.
What's that?
What happened to the children?
I think she was able to find somebody to watch the
kids. Oh, how gracious of that. Again, this is an excuse to kidnap us, get normal people into their military-industrial prison complex. We have the biggest prison population in the world. It's a joke, and that cop needs to be fired, and they all need to go to jail for false arrest.
Well,
hey, listen, when you prove that that wasn't in the law, that cop needs to go to jail, and so does all those other people. I'm sick of them. And, you know, we need to get angry here, sir. We need to get angry. This is happening to you. It's happening to all of us, you scum. Mark Denicor, as this develops, we'd like to talk to you again. Is there any way we can help you out or just let the court know, or what do we do?
Well, I'm not sure. You know, I've done a lot of interviews. I think I'm reaching the point of diminishing returns. We've gotten the message out.
I'll tell you what, stay there.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I was going to let our guest go, but I was talking to him during the break, and I said, how terrible, this woman's kids were late to school and the police came and arrested her. And he said, well, it was traumatizing for us. The policeman came to their house, called them liars, got in their face for his little daughters being late to school. And this is what happened in Austin. They would come and give you these big tickets. And then we looked at the code and it's like, okay, you've been sick twice the last semester and you were late four times. Well, the law says it's, you know, a lot more truancies, but then it says parents are exempt if they knew. And now they're saying even letters don't do it. It's all about government taking over your life. This is the opposite of America. Imagine 50 years ago, cops coming to your door and calling you a liar. Man, I can't handle it. I mean, I can't handle it anymore. And again, they think they're doing good. They've been involved in tyranny so long. Tell us what happened to you, sir, because you're in the Washington Post now. You're speaking out. You're all over talk radio. You say you go on some of these shows and they attack you. What about their due process? What about your due process? What about this isn't even a law? They're they're misapplying something, and they know it. Again, they know in Travis County it's illegal where I live. They don't care. They use your ignorance. They're a criminal operation. They're like, well, we're doing the good, so we lie to you. No, you're crooks. What about instead of saying, I'm sorry, I should do better, but the law doesn't say this. How about you get angry? Tell us what this cop did when he came to your house.
Well, he came to the house. My wife was at a child rearing seminar that night, and I was staying at home with the kids, and we were actually doing homework and working on some art projects for an art show. And the police officer came to the door, banging on it, and he came into the house and he asked for my ID. And
he came into your house violating the Fourth Amendment. Okay, how did that happen? He just bowled his way in.
You know, it happened so quickly.
You got to get out of that county, man. Good. Oh, it must be horrible. Okay, continue. I guess you are near the District of Criminals. Okay. What happened next?
It happened so quickly, I wasn't sure if I invited him in or if he just walked in.
But, you got to learn not to invite vampires in. Go ahead.
But he asked for my ID, and my three kids are with me and around me, ages 9, 7, and 6. And I gave him my ID, and then he said, where's your wife? And I said, she's at a seminar. And then he turned to my children and says, where's your mother?
Think about the contempt for America. Here you are, middle class, well-to-do, both lawyers, and he's treating you like trash. Imagine, this is a government servant who has turned into a redcoat. And so here he is looking at your kids. Where's mommy? And then what did they say?
They said she wasn't there. And then I said, do you think I'm lying to you? And he said, yes.
What scum. What's his name?
Well, I do have his card, but I don't. You know, I can only fight one battle at a time.
I wouldn't be afraid of him. So what? It's time to stand up. Okay, he's in your house talking to your kids, calling you a liar in front of them.
Yeah,
okay, continue. How did this end? I filed a complaint on him immediately.
I asked him if we could step out onto the front porch.
His lordship.
To continue our discussion, and he refused.
So he just stayed in your house?
Yeah. So
how long was he in your house illegally?
At that point, I told the kids to go upstairs.
Okay, how long was this guy in your house?
I would say, I don't know, 20 minutes.
And what did he do, just stand there?
No, he was filling out the paperwork to serve me with a summons.
You got to sue him, man. You got to stand. Don't you understand, sir? They take people's kids all the time, and it's made up paperwork. You got to stand. You're dangerous. You got to teach him when he's wrong. He thinks you're scum. He called you a liar. He forced his way in your house. He wouldn't get out of your house.
Yeah, I just try to.
You cannot appease them anymore. You can.
I don't have that much energy to fight everybody.
So what did he do when he left?
Well, he just, you know, after he served me with summons, then he left, and we expected that he would come back and serve my wife.
God bless you, sir. God bless. We got to go a little bit overdrive here. Oh my gosh.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.